man. Niggas are gonna be
fucking turning up.
But dog, that's how you fucking party, dog. If you're gonna party, you do it that way.
They gave us a lesson.
If you're gonna die,
dog. I'm, when I go like to Atlanta, that. I'm going to the compound.
No, they literally had a nigga on camera doing dick ups in the middle of the party, dog.
Bro,
dick and ups. He had his homeboy supporting him title. On all fours.
I'm from Miami. I feel like I should have been to the first pool inside the club party. How dare Atlanta beat us to that shit?
I guarantee you it's a Miami nigga's idea.
Y'all niggas is gross.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Y'all going to a pool inside the club?
Oh!
Nigga,
I'd be butt
We've
naked in the club.
All done worse, Christopher.
You gonna be butt naked in the club pool water,
Christopher?
Butt naked in the
we
club.
Have done worse. Are you crazy? Don't be on, Mr. Bro. Holy Thy Are now, nigga.
We're adults now, guys.
Come on,
here we fucking, go. Here we gross. Go.
All the phone parties you done been to, I'm sure you've been to them.
Come on,
I'm just fuck out of here, nigga.
Man,
I
seen you.
Nigga. No, nigga traded his fitted for a turban, and now you a new nigga, right?
Yeah,
right. Now you better than us now, right? Now you too good to swim in filth.
See, this is what you guys do. You deflecting.
Are we? Don't psychoanalyze it's me, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. Traded in his cornrows for consciousness. I remember the cornrows.
Hey, cornrow Chris was a fucking nasty man.
Cornrows for consciousness. It's beautiful.
Cornrows for consciousness might be a title, bitch. Since you love titles so much.
Funny as fuck.
Now you're listening to.
Let's see where this is going.
Okay. NDO Podcast.
This weed is terrible.
In fact, I got called a nigga so much this I didn't think there was shit. Anything wrong with it. I thought it was my name.
I got some of the Top Chef variety.
Can I borrow a nugget? Because this weed is piss poor.
That's who? Niggas.
Shabba dabba sweetie sweet.
Niggas.
Who? We some niggas. We some niggas with opinions, with opinions. We some niggas, we some niggas with opinions, with opinions. Nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion. It's the Thomas. Nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga. Nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, niggas. Nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga. You need opinion, you should get them from these niggas. You need opinion, you should get them from these niggas. You need opinion, you should get them from these niggas. You need some beer, you should get them from these niggas. Me, Chris, Ricky, Benny, that's it, I think. We like money in the bank. You niggas funny, you ain't trying to rank. I beat your girl pussy until it's pink. I know you don't like it. Hey, but I got bars, you can't deny it. Hey, and I got bars and I didn't write it. Hey, this shit is fun, so don't deny it. We here to pod, nigga with opinions. Real niggas, we ain't never with the simping. We got the good shit and we whip it in the kitchen. Hey, bald head like Krillin. Kamehameha, ho, like Piccolo. Hit the door, little hoe. Saying bars with the anime. I'm trying to make a canape. That means, can I make your girl my best? I'm reaching. That's all. We're done right here. This is the end.
I was with you.
You was with me?
You lost me.
Anime, canape.
You lost me at canape.
Yeah. Cannabis, where I need to stop right there.
I couldn't follow.
I got excited at the Kamehameha.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
yeah.
you were going to take
That's
me
why
somewhere.
I was there. That's why
I
didn't
know
I
where
there.
I was going.
I thought you were
going
to
take I don't know what was going on.
He turned Kamehameha into a bar.
Trash weed took him off his game. he wasn't the same after
Let me tell you, I went to three niggas, got two strands each. Oh, shit.
It's coronavirus weed.
They're saying there's a shortage of good shit. I don't. They just want to fucking. They're fucking us over. That's
they just
want
$50 to eighth you.
That's all. They're fucking us over.
That's pretty much
what they're
is.
Doing is they're buying the mids and saying this is all the guys have. They don't want
to
spend the extra buck.
They really
on the good
trying
shit.
To set niggas up for the $60 eighths. That's what they're trying to do.
I do cocaine first. Fuck these niggas, bro.
They just gonna change drugs.
Don't smoke my joint. It's dirty. I'm telling you niggas this now.
Don't smoke this, Bobby Brown.
I'm smoking this. Hey, what Trina said, I don't want to fuck with you. You want to smell like bunk in Hennessy? Fucking bunk. That is hardcore drugs. You know somebody doing bunk? That is hardcore.
I don't want to fuck with nobody doing anything called bunk.
Please, for the listeners that are not from Miami, please explain bunk.
Bunk is some old school Miami shit. It's when you take a blunt and you just sprinkle a little bit of cocaine in it, right?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. You line it with cocaine.
A little dab of cocaine.
You know what? Let me let Ben start the show so I can tell you guys my bunk story.
Nigga was smoking that Michael Irvin.
As you're explaining this shit, though, I keep hearing like violin music. Like, it's supposed to be educational. No. But welcome back. This is the Niggas with Opinions podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, Bennessy. Take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus.
Yo.
Ricky the Prince,
nope.
The Vegan Trap Lord, and together we make ignorance meet insight. How's everyone feeling?
Gucci.
Great.
Great. Amazing.
Which Gucci, though?
Fat Pre or Gucci.
Post?
Pre or post?
Fat Gucci. Crusty lips Gucci.
Pre or post Keisha. Fucking, in middle school, I had like one of my best friends, he was white. White Mike.
Oh, that's never good. Right? That's never good. White Mikes are never good.
White Mike either got arrested.
His brother name was Mike. White Chris was my nigga. I'm tripping. White Chris was the homie. Mike was his little brother, right? Mike was always a wild nigga since we were kids. So we leave middle school. I lose contact with these niggas. 19, I see Chris at a gas station. Like, oh shit, where's your brother? We pull up at the house. We smoke it, right? And Chris goes to me, hey, Alan, I know you're not on this shit. Don't smoke that joint. I'm like, why? He was like, well, that joint's a dirty joint. So now these assholes have two joints in rotation. One clean, one dirty. So me, I'm watching the clean one like a fucking hawk because I don't want to get bamboozled. So everybody else is doing both dirty and clean. Another nigga comes along who's solely clean joint, but he's not watching the rotation as I am. This fucking nigga hits the dirty joint, but like initially, nothing happens. So I figure, okay, maybe it's not that different. 45 minutes go by. You know, I never forget the sound he made. You know the sound that Urkel made when he first drank the potion?
Yeah.
Yo. The nigga was randomly making that sound, bro. They had to sit this nigga down, bro. Bring this nigga water. This nigga was not well, bro. He was not. Man, y'all boys, don't do boonk. If you do boonk, you gotta be a professional.
Yeah, don't do that shit. Nigga said he made a Stefan Urkel.
You remember, everybody remember that noise.
Yeah.
That's why he made the machine. Because it was a good.
And then he fell behind the couch.
Yeah.
He came back up a new nigga, right?
Yeah. A fucking joke. And the crowd goes, ooh.
Big ass suit on.
Yeah, big ass fucking suits on. Those Laura, Steve Harvey suits.
Laura was really a bitch. You know that?
Fucking hoe.
Laura was really a bitch.
Fuck her.
You see, I love you. You make me come turn to a different nigga.
Look at what I'm willing to put myself through.
Look what I had to do.
The psychological and physical changes.
Who do you want me to be?
For you to love me, bitch.
I'll be anybody.
Steve Urkel had body dysmorphia. That's what he had.
And here's the problem. She loved every version of Urkel but that nigga.
Yeah.
Mm. Every fucking Elvis Urkel, Bruce Lee Urkel, yep. Stefan Urkel.
Do the Urkel dance, Urkel.
She did the fucking Urkel dance.
Yep.
She was even fucking with evil Urkel.
Yep.
More than she was fucking with that nigga, bro.
She was a little bitch, bro.
Laura gave.
Did she end up choosing Steve or Stefan? I can't remember.
She married Steve.
Yeah, they married Steve, right? Yeah.
Stefan went to Paris or some shit.
Yeah.
I only know this because Eli's watching the entire thing from front to back.
Oh, man.
What did they show it on?
Hulu.
On Hulu? Okay.
On Word? On Hulu? Mm-hmm. I gotta
honestly,
check it out.
He could have kept the one girlfriend that he had, rest in peace, on the show.
Myra?
Myra.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
He could have kept her.
Rest in peace to Myra.
Could you imagine the luxury of being able to watch shit like Martin in order? Like, I don't know what season any of my favorite childhood episodes are from.
Yeah. Well, the Martin was a little different because they actually had a storyline with it. Him and Gina getting married and shit. That was somewhat of a storyline. But some of the other ones is just like, it's just like random episodes.
Is it? Because I feel like none of my kids from child, like none of my childhood shows were played in chronological order.
What's your favorite Martin episode?
Him and Pam. When like Pam was acting like him. Oh, that shit was
at the Art Gallery?
Yes.
Yeah.
Funny.
That shit was No, funny. Actually, when he went to the Varnell Hill show.
Hey, that's mine.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Nothing is better than that episode.
Oh, my God.
It is a complete Martin episode. Front to back.
I like the DMV
That whole
episode.
Series. That was like a two-part series. Good too.
It was a to-be continued.
Yeah. Favorite. Remember when he saw Michael Jackson in L.A.?
That's the same episode?
Him? Yeah.
Tito!
He pushed him. He said, your mic just snuffed.
I'm not gonna lie. A close second is whatever episode that was where they went on vacation and they were fighting that rat.
Oh, yes, the rat. Yes.
Jesus, yes. Man.
The first time.
Mario and Pam yes. carried that episode.
Yes. This is why I don't understand all these Fresh Prince Martin comparisons.
There's no comparison.
Fresh Prince is child's play.
To me, it's no close. It's not close.
Fresh Prince was cookie cutter shit, dog.
It's not close.
You gotta relax.
It's an adorable family show.
Yeah. I put Fresh Prince up there with Family Matters. Like, you know, good, you know what I'm saying?
That's, family sitcom. You compare Will and Urkel.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
goofy Martin, shit. Martin's a Martin, grown-ass
come
man.
Come on, bro.
Y'all okay. niggas gonna show Will Smith some respect in this motherfucker.
We're not disrespecting him. We're just
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, fuck, you just compare Will Smith to Jaleel White. Nigga, what
nigga,
the fuck
Steve
you mean?
Steve Urkel's an icon, my
I
nigga.
Mean, I give a fuck.
They were both visitors.
Steve yeah. Urkel is not the Fresh Prince, nigga.
Nigga, and none of them are
fuck
Martin.
Fuck out of here,
and
bro.
It's probably bigger.
And no. None of them are Martin Payne.
No.
Steve Urkel was a bigger character than Will Smith's character.
Oh, my God. Here we go with the wild takes now. Go ahead.
Wild takes.
Go crazy.
Was niggas buying? Nobody was buying Will Smith action figures.
Will Smith didn't have a cereal.
Come on, nigga.
He had posters,
this nigga was on Wheaties, bro.
He had posters. He had all that shit.
Yeah, because from Bad Boys, nigga. It wasn't from the fucking Fresh Prince, nigga.
I wonder if your family and friends shake their head when they listen to your wild takes on this podcast.
Me?
Yeah, nigga, you.
I have wild takes.
Oh, my God.
You believe that Will Smith was the bigger character in the 90s over fucking Jaleel White?
Like, you're crazy.
There's no
crazy.
Way. Yes.
You don't.
You're crazy.
Urkel fucking mania?
I don't remember Urkel mania.
No, bro. Yeah,
clearly, you don't remember.
I don't know, bro.
Clearly.
I remember Fresh Prince mania.
Nah.
He didn't have no fucking mania.
He had no mania, bro.
He had no goddamn
I was,
mania.
I was
no
in
mania.
I don't fuck you niggas.
There's no way you remember something that didn't happen.
He got no fucking mania. Fresh Prince mania.
I was there.
Yeah, it only happened at your house, nigga.
All right, guys. What, you have something to say? You were going to
cook? I was reaching for the Kavassier.
Mm-hmm, the Kavassier.
Pass the Kavassier.
Guys, I don't know when you're listening to this episode, but it has come to our attention that Brother Kanye is running for presidency, or is announcing that he is. Everything that we're being told is saying that it's too late.
He's just trying to steal votes from Biden, as everyone thinks.
I don't give a fuck. Only thing I don't like about it is motherfuckers making it seem as if he's ridiculous. Like, why is, with Donald Trump as our current sitting president, why the fuck is Kanye West so ridiculous?
Because they want business as usual. Go ahead.
And that's part of my problem, because everybody thought Donald J. Trump was a clown for actually entering the running for the presidency. Why can't Kanye be our clown?
That's all I'm saying.
He can be our clown.
They are just as qualified as each other. Okay?
All Kanye is showing you is that in the USA, anyone can run for president.
Kanye West becomes president, he's going to rewrite the Star Spangled Banner, and it's going to be the number one song of all time.
He's not going to run, though. He's not running.
I don't think he can.
He's not running.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's absurd.
No, this is a publicity stunt. This is Kanye being Kanye, bro. Something's gonna drop soon.
Music
I've heard some
bubbling.
Rumors that this is like his way of trying to promote something else.
Yeah,
I don't mind that. I could do what the fuck you want to do. It's just don't look at him like
it's a rollout, bro. It's a rollout.
Don't look at that nigga like, how dare you? Who do you think you are?
Yeah, for anyone.
We have a jackass as president.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For anyone saying that, how dare he? Like, what are you? Are you an idiot? Like,
all these white people championing Donald Trump because he's not a career politician. You feel what I'm saying?
You saw the shit when they had this tweet going, oh, you guys really want this woman to be your first lady? Hello?
Look who we got now.
Look at Malone. Hello? Come on, man. The hypocrisy is fucking killing me.
But that's what I'm saying. Everyone talking about, oh, we need a change. They tired of the career politicians. They want new faces. All right, it's a new face. Yeah. Don't be mad that it's Kanye now, little nigga.
The only take that I have on the shit as a whole is we have one white idiot in there in the Oval Office that's only protecting his ego and says whatever the fuck is on his mind, and we could potentially have a blackface clown who seemingly is going to do the same thing.
They will not allow
it. No, they won't allow it, but hypothetically, in some aspects, would be comfortable with that because I'm okay with an idiot slipping up and letting me know what's on his mind.
I think they'll allow it.
I told you, I love that shit.
I think they'll allow it.
Who, Kanye?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
No, hell no.
I don't. I think the American people are giving up.
Let me tell you something about Kanye. In my heart, I believe Kanye's a Trojan horse. Okay? I believe if they let him in, he'd revert back to George Bush doesn't like black people. I think he spazzed the fuck out.
Yeah.
I don't think they can trust him. As a powerful white, I wouldn't trust him. You're still for those niggas, aren't you?
Yeah. You see, he's breaking niggas out of jail. Not breaking niggas out of jail, but he's doing like prison reform.
He's easily swayed emotionally. Yeah. He's emotionally unstable.
I mean, but he's confessed to having something.
Yeah.
But I haven't kept up with
this.
But this is
where.
So America, you can't have mental disorder and be president.
They all do. But this is where American politics is going. Brand ambassadors now are gonna want to run for the presidency because this is where it's going. Influencers.
Mm-hmm. Charlamagne said it best. He's the celebrity in chief.
I don't at this point, nothing is absurd because niggas with degrees have had the keys and been at the wheel since the countries began. Right?
Niggas with degrees have had the keys.
Since
should have used that shit for your intro, bitch.
Fuck you, bitch.
So now, mean, like, now he went rock.
Now I got bars.
Now you got bars.
I mean, so I don't know, bro. Like, at this point, shake it up. Try something new. Try a rapper. Ronald Reagan was a fucking actor. Go crazy. I don't know.
Man, I want to see Juvenile as president.
Oh, I want to understand my president, okay?
Can you dive into that? Of all names, why'd you pick that one?
Juvenile's a real nigga. He's been in the trenches. I want a real nigga to speak for us.
Could you imagine somebody starting out their presidential address with humming? Mm-hmm. How'd you know I was going to go there?
I mean, it's Juvie, baby. It's Juvie, baby.
So I got to protect the country, huh?
You trying to go to war?
They trying to enslave all the black men, huh?
You don't want to accept my peace treaty, huh?
Birdman still owe me money, huh?
For real.
That's crazy.
Speaking of Birdman, Birdman Jr., has anybody listened to Cash Money Radio on Apple Music?
I keep seeing it promoted.
I listened to one episode with Noriega on there.
Like, I've always said I wanted to listen to Wayne talk more, but now that he is, I'm not listening at all.
Not interested.
I lied.
That's what I'm saying. That's what turned me off. I don't want to hear this guy talk. Because every time he opens his mouth to say something that doesn't involve rapping or something that's called the Carter, it's bad.
It's always a fucking disappointment.
It's a fuck up. It's a bad fuck up.
Can we go side off for a bit? And I think that the internet is maybe some of the worst shit to happen to my favorite celebrities. Yeah. Like the things that I've learned for people like Lil Wayne and R. Kelly were out before I knew things about them personally.
Right.
Right? Like, there were details I didn't know about them prior to the internet.
He was a child when he first came in like...
You understand? Like all this baby mama Regina shit. I didn't know anything about his kids.
Yeah.
I don't know about his views. I just knew he liked to wobbity, wobbity, wobbity and drop it like it's hot. That's what I knew about him. Now I know he's a fucking numbskull, and that makes me so sad.
So sad.
The nigga's been rich so long. He's a lifelong rich nigga. How could he relate?
And I think at this point, before we actually know anything personal about what stance any celebrity may happen to take, I think we just need to go into it just assuming that they're numbskulls. Because I don't want to champion somebody before they actually give me a reason to make them a champion. Like,
the thing is, it's easy to champion them, right, when you like what they've done. And then, like, in certain spaces, they say the right things. Mm-hmm. So when you expect them to say the right thing when it counts, it's just fucking disappointment after disappointment. Do we have what 50 and Lil Wayne were talking about?
We do.
Okay. So essentially, and Lil Wayne didn't say much. People are mad. People took Lil Wayne's laughing and joking as a cosign.
And his history.
It usually is.
And his history.
I mean,
when I laugh at things that you say about Ricky, it's a cosign.
That sucks. It's a cosign. Yeah, and Lil Wayne has a track history. Yeah. How do you say what's never said? Beautiful black woman. I bet that bitch look better red.
Yeah. Hey, he always, you know, mentions yellow bitches and shit like that.
I like a long head, thick red bone. You know what I'm saying? Open up her legs and fillet me.
You talk about a rapper that and colorism, he has to be at one end of the top of the list.
But they're not going to cancel that nigga, though.
I can't.
I mean, he's going to cancel himself. He's trash now.
He has to rape or kill a kid. Other than that, he's never leaving my love.
No one's running to any new Lil Wayne music, bro.
Not right now.
No, but his old shit is still a daily part of my life.
I mean, he has classics, you know what I'm saying?
I'm never going to stop playing Carter 1, ever.
Because he says he only likes Red Bones, that mean I'm going to stop listening to Carter 1.
I mean, the fuck? I only like Darkies. What am I going to do?
I mean, what you want from me? That's what he likes.
Okay. I have a bias against yellow women. You guys bruise easily.
People got to stop trying to take other people's preferences.
But that's a fact, though.
And, like, criminalizing it.
The thing is, niggas have to stop weaponizing their preferences.
That's what I mean.
Because that's a problem. Like, you see.
But they're getting weaponized against you, though. Like, you shouldn't. Nobody should be attacking you for having a preference.
When Lil Wayne says.
No, they're not attacking him for having a preference. They're attacking him
with his preference.
Yeah.
Because when you say, I like a long head, thick red bone, you can slide. But when you say, beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Like, you ain't have to involve me in your shit.
You don't have to do that.
If you love red bitches,
you love
red bitches. Why the straight shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not defending. If you love your red bitches, love your red bitches. But
I'm defending his right to love red bitches. Go crazy.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not. You can't. That bar is indefensible. But what I'm saying is that. You can't criminalize, like, even when Kodak mentioned that his preference was the same, like.
But Kodak also
weaponized
the line after that.
Yeah.
Well, I like fucking with a black bitch as dark as me. Nigga can't do that. Yeah. Like, if you stop right at I love red bitches, no one hates your sentence. It's the sentence after. But the niggas always go wild.
You also got to take into consideration that it's only so many type of people that can be that honest. The guy who is. Like, the guy who has the ability to be that honest is usually not educated enough to say, you know what, let me cut it off right here before I say something. But
the smart nigga knows when to put the period.
But the women are not upset at his honesty. They're upset at the weaponizing that he's using. Like, you don't have to say you love red bitches and fucking lower me down because I'm not red. You don't have to do that. Just say you love red bitches and keep this shit moving. That's it.
Love red bitches. We all love red bitches.
No one's mad at you for that.
Hold on. We had a shit?
Yeah.
Oh, yo. This is why they get mad. They get angry. You see a lot of sisters. They go, oh, you fucking with this kind of girl or that kind of girl. That shit is exotic.
Stupid.
That shit look a lot different from the shit that you see in the neighborhood all the time. It looks like... That shit look like it came off a boat, baby. Goddamn, you don't like that, motherfucker. You don't like that. Well, goddamn, what's the matter with you? It feels like something foreign. It feels like something that you can't just get. So in some kind of ways, it is interesting to explore. You know what I'm saying? But they get mad. They get angry. How did you end up with this motherfucker or this that? I'm like, huh?
For real. They get real.
I just look at it like, oh, look at this angry. And then my instincts always makes me defensive. So I go, look at this angry black motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. You're trying to fuck up the whole vibe. Yes. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, nigga said, look at this angry black motherfucker. Like, whoa, like, bro. Like, see, come on,
the
dog.
First part, my nigga, you rock it. Because, hey, if the nigga tells me I grew up around Haitian girls my whole life. So I grew up and I want to date a Dominican. My nigga, I don't knock your shit. Go crazy. I understand. You want some different shit. Because when he said that shit like it come off a boat, the nigga sound like he's talking about cars.
Yeah. He don't even sound like he's talking about women anymore.
He just wants exotic shit. The nigga wants the Lamborghini because he's driven the Ford his whole life. I don't knock it.
That nigga checked off a whole bunch of boxes, though. He was misogynistic and colorist.
Yeah.
All in one fucking take in under a minute, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't get mad at a black woman for being angry at that. Angry black motherfuckers, like, bro, what the fuck? Whoa, relax, man. Like,
now, okay.
Just say you like exotic women and keep the shit moving.
Now, let's flip, though, right? Let's flip. Right now, he is with a Cuban girl.
Or 50 or Wayne?
50.
Okay.
Cuban link. Bad as shit. Wayne is with like a Pakistani girl, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they both have quote unquote exotics.
Exotic, yeah.
And you know they definitely get their fair share of hate. So, like, when you get enough black women saying, how could you? Like, how is a nigga supposed to feel? Hey, deep breaths around the table, right? Deep breaths everywhere. Like, how could you not feel these angry ass black women? Because I'm sure, because you know damn well it's not niggas giving them the smoke.
Well, I mean, you're gonna get the angle from where black women are like, yo, every time these niggas get money, the first thing they do is they run to a non-black woman. So that's that part of it. And then, but another part of it is them doing that, and on top of it, you're disrespecting black women and degrading them by saying the shit that this nigga's saying.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying.
So how could you not expect any backlash?
Like y'all say, if you just gonna list your preference and then leave it at one thing. But
I can't get mad at a black woman who says I like white men. All right, you like white men, whatever. That's your preference.
But you know why I have a problem.
My problem with it is like because it's you policing the way people talk.
I'm not policing the way people talk. What I'm saying is you don't have to put me down because you like white men. Like, you don't need to do all of that. Just say you like that white nigga and keep the shit moving.
Because saying don't attack me
is
different than, like, say what you want, don't attack me.
Just don't attack me. You don't got to attack me in the process of you explaining that why you like white niggas.
Because, to be honest with you,
you don't have to do that.
If I tell you don't say that to me, is that me policing how you talk or me policing how you come at me? You know what I mean?
Okay. You have a right to protect your.
And I have a right to protect how you speak about me.
Bingo.
So it's like, I can't say shit about what you say until you say black women. Now it's my business.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You understand? Before you talk about Cuban bitches, that's none of my business.
Go ahead.
Once you say black bitches present.
The only thing a black woman is going to say in that sense is if he go out and say, yo, I like, you know, Cuban women or whatever, they're going to be like, all right, man, it's another black nigga with money who likes non-black women. And then they keep the shit moving.
None of their fucking business.
None of their business, but that's all they can say.
It's none of their fucking business.
They don't treat it like it's none of their business.
But when you start talking about, oh, these angry black motherfuckers and da-da-da-da, like, bro, come on, bro. Like, you ain't got to do all of that shit, bro. Like,
and if we want to go a layer deeper, we got to understand and constantly remind ourselves that us as black people, we have a deeper sense of responsibility as it pertains to protecting our own. And we talk about the protection languages, right? That's a form of emotional protection as well. You don't have to emotionally attack a segment of your own, a segment of your own population. And you don't need to do that.
And you can't have a big platform like that talking about black women like that and expect these other motherfuckers to respect black women when you're fucking on your platform talking crazy like that.
While we're here, I want to let every black woman in the world know that your mama black is not really a great response for any of this. I don't know why you decide to remind niggas that their mother is black when niggas want to date outside their race. She's probably the reason why. It's never. I don't know why you would bring that up.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I never understood that.
You think I'm gonna try to date my mom, nigga?
That angle.
Is that what you think?
I never understood that angle. Like, your mama black. Yeah, she is. That made me black.
I understand it's genetics. I know them well.
Thanks for that. I appreciate you for acknowledging that.
Thank you, Doc.
That for telling me that my Haitian mother is black.
Professor, the fuck do you want?
I don't fucking know what that means.
Your sister black. I'm well aware.
Yeah.
But we all are.
Yeah.
It's a family heirloom. Black as fuck.
That might lead to a different conversation, though, what you just said, though, plus. There's probably an emotional traumatic component to all that shit.
Bitch, you can psychoanalyze all the fuck you want.
No.
What I'm saying. No.
I'm just saying.
No, like, if a woman says, if anybody says, I'm going to say, bitch, psychoanalyze all the fuck you want. I know my mom's black, you motherfucker. I know that. I'm looking at her. She's black. I'm black.
No.
Why the fuck are you telling me that?
But that's not to the point that I'm speaking to. What you're saying is separate to what I'm speaking to. He said she might be the reason why. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. She might have done some shit. She might have done some shit that, you know, turned you off when it comes to that. That's a whole different
conversation.
Yeah, but for going back to the original point, but somebody bringing up that your dad's like you. If we talk to a woman who's dating a white guy, and the first thing I say is your dad's black. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Now
never,
what?
Never met him. That's the problem.
If that boy, I'd be like, how you? I don't know. I don't know if that nigga's black. I never seen him before.
Oh, gravy.
Never seen Tyrone before.
Fucking Tyrone.
It's always a Tyrone, bro.
Hey, Clifford called out 50 in a battle, and 50 tried to scoff it off, but I think that boy's scared.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I like that 50 in T.I.
I like
it. Of course.
Yeah. There was one episode when we went through T.I.'s bangers. I think we were talking about T.I. and Ross, and we went through T.I.'s bangers. T.I. got some monsters, dog. Not saying Fifth ain't got no shit, because Fifth got a whole album, bro, where he can ride some shit. But after the album, niggas start playing AO Technology. I don't know what he going to do.
Because they both got Timberland hits, and that's the thing. Niggas not even talking about Tip's features.
And you guys,
not even talking
you guys
about
love
features.
To suck Justin Timberlake's dick on this podcast.
Take it easy.
T.I. has songs with Justin Timberlake that are huge.
You see how
this guy, the disrespect.
Now they don't like JT no more. When I brought up Usher, everybody was sucking that little white dick. But now everybody, they got amnesia today.
I would like you guys to go back as many episodes as you like.
Nah, fuck
and please retweet me.
Here we go with a Barry Sanders spin.
Every episode where we are sucking Justin Timberlake's dick. What?
I'll find it. Don't worry.
I want to literally pause.
That shit happened one time.
Just to show how dedicated I am to this pause. I want to pause the entire episode for a moment just to show you guys how badly I want to pause right now.
Whoa.
There's so much dip.
You got too much dip on your chip.
There's so much dip.
Too much.
Listen.
No, I honestly, personally, I stopped fucking with JT ever since he threw Janet underneath the bus the way that he did. But that's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
But T.I. is not a stranger to this chart-topping shit.
Mm-mm.
He has an entire catalog of just songs that charted on the top 100 alone.
But, you know, it's funny, too, because even when you go back to the T.I. and Ross debate, when it hit the timeline, people were saying, Ross, Ross, Ross. And then it's like, I'm like, dog, like, I'm a Ross fanatic. That's my favorite rapper.
We're in South Florida, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so all people we're talking to, they love Ross different.
And I love Ross different, too. But it's like, bro, this is T.I., dog. When Wayne was at his peak, T.I. was up there with him.
Oh, my God.
T.I. was the guy, bro.
T.I. was like, he was like Karl Malone while Wayne was Jordaning. Mm-hmm. Like, he was amazing. But you wasn't going
to
get that spot. Not while that nigga was there. Not while that nigga was there.
Bro, T.I.'s low-end hits is getting a bunch of rappers out of the paint. The
fuck out of here.
His low-end hits. And then we're not even talking about T.I. features.
Talking about shit like Soldier. Mm-hmm. Talking about shit like My
ASAP.
Oh, my God.
Like, what you going to do when he playing these?
An anthem.
What you going to do when he plays shit like
that? What you going to do when he play I'm a Flirt? What you going to do?
He could play Pussy Popper. That's not even a chart topper.
I'm just bringing up features right now.
This is not even, that was T.I.P., nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got I Am Serious, Trap Music, Urban Legend, King.
And that's the thing. The thing is, album, I don't think 50 Cent has the album span.
Nope. So what a lot of 50 Cent fans are saying is, aside from Get Rich or Die Trying, like, apparently his mixtapes were like, he had a bunch of mixtape bangers. And you know us, we was never on that New York shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Hey. So I don't know shit about any of that shit. I don't
give he got some solid mixtape
bangers. I'm sure he does, bro.
If anybody from New York is listening, 50 Cent starts at Get Rich. Get the fuck out of here. All that other mixtape shit.
I'm just saying, after he do his whole 21 Questions, Mini Man, It's Your Birthday shit, once he gets through that whole Get Rich or Die Trying, and maybe a couple of songs off the Massacre, it's going to be a long night for guy.
Like, he got features.
He got features with the group he was in, G-Unit. He got some shit. He got other features. Hey,
no, those G-Unit features were tough. Oh, no, he got strong.
Shit. He got shit and with then, the game.
He got the, I can't leave him alone.
Yeah, no, he like, got
so,
some shit.
He so he's gonna have a dub.
But what I'm saying is, it ain't no walk in the park like niggas is trying to make it seem, bro. This is Clifford Harris, nigga.
Oh, because Hate or Love is going to be strong. His game,
that's strong. That's what I'm saying.
His that's game strong. Hit's going to be
this
strong.
This is how we
oh,
do
it. No,
he
strong.
Got some shit, bro. It's like, he got strong. He got some shit, bro.
Me just listening to 50 hits just now, it's really something. 50 ain't got...
No, 50 like, ain't in the fuck with.
50 ain't got a lot, but what he got is strong.
Mm. I think even that's crazy to say. I think he got a lot. With the little amount of albums that he has, I think he has a lot.
That's
for that.
The thing. It's about the span. His right. impact.
He has a lot, bro. Like,
all the shit he gave to Buck was great. All the shit he gave to Banks was great.
I just don't like how niggas is making it seem like him going against, like, T.I. calling him out is like disrespectful. Nigga, you niggas forgot this nigga's catalog? You niggas is crazy?
You know what? You're right. That nigga was carrying his whole operation. He even blessed Olivia one time.
That's
best friend. Everybody got one from 50.
What about the lollipop shit? The candy shop.
Magic stick.
No, he got some shit, bro.
Rumor has it that the documentary was supposed to be his album, but Drake came to him and was like, "Yo, I have this fucking kid. I can't move him. I can't do shit with this guy." 50 Cent said, "I'll make him G Unit. I had some of these songs from my album. These are yours now."
He mm-hmm. gifted the documentary?
The documentary was gifted to Game.
Oh, shit. That could have been...
By Curtis.
That could have been another potentially classic motherfucking album.
That's what they're saying. That could have been the one.
And if that is a true story, that just goes to show you, like, the nigga was throwing away classics.
And that's why I know G-Unit was full of weirdos, because 50 Cent was definitely a label first nigga. He definitely gave his artists everything.
From 2002 to 2005, 50 was untouchable. From 2003 to about 2010, Tip was untouchable. Like I said, he was up there with Wayne. That was Wayne. It was Wayne and the T.I. show.
I think it's the perfect North versus South matchup.
What was T.I.'s last huge hit? Is it with Dead and Gone?
No, mm-hmm. He had something after Dead and Gone,
if
right?
It's huge.
The shit was the shit with Rihanna. The shit with Rihanna was after Dead and Gone. Huh? I think the shit with Rihanna was shit with Rihanna was after Dead and Gone.
How about the shit with Jamie Foxx?
That was probably the same album.
Life's up and down. Day comes.
That song's not as good as that's good, but it's not as big as those songs.
It raped the charts. If we're talking charts, that motherfucker was there for a long time.
That man, T.I. got his, bro. Even shit like Big Things Popping and Little Things Stopping. It's not our favorite T.I. song, but the shit performed well.
We know the catalog.
It didn't perform well, but I mean, it performed well. We don't like it, but it performed well. That nigga has some fucking hits, bro. Like, let's get away.
You know what's an underrated song to me, in my opinion? It was a song featuring Usher. My Life, Your Entertainment.
Oh, My Life, Your Entertainment.
Yeah, that you was underrated to me.
Yeah, that's a dope song.
Underrated.
That album was good. That was a good album.
What was that, Paper Trail?
I think it was a Paper Trail.
I hated Paper Trail.
I think, to me, that's when it started falling. That's when I started falling. Yeah. After King, for me, it was like, it wasn't like the same anymore.
That's when TVTI started.
Yeah, exactly. After the gun charges, it was a wrap. He changed all that shit up.
During the rebrand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of rebrand and changing all that shit up, Uber fucking bought Postmates. These motherfuckers, I see what's coming. You see it?
It's Monopoly.
They're about, oh, hey.
About to buy up the block.
Grubhub, watch your ass.
Yeah, you next. Dudes. You're next.
Watch your ass, Grubhub.
You next.
Take a fucking Leezy. You better sell your shares.
So what happens with all of that shit? So all the Postmates customers now transfer over to Uber Eats?
All those accounts, all that data, all the those branding, drivers. I don't know if they absorb the company and make it Uber, or if they keep letting Postmates rock.
And then, but they, it's their money now.
Like the way the same people own both Sprite and 7-Up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's no need to make it all Sprite.
Yeah.
Let people think they have a choice. Yeah. But it's in the same factory. This nigga still...
Maybe that is the point. Plus, you just said it.
Yeah.
Make them think they have a choice.
Either way, you know...
The money goes in one... It goes either, in the same pot.
Either you can go to the vegan trap house, or you can spend money at the Delight Juice Bar. Or you can come to the Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar. You understand? You can go to either one of them. I think they're all great establishments.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
I'm doing work here, guys. What I'm doing here is brilliant, guys. In 20 years, you're going to hear this. Know that it was art. Yes, guys, we are located 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Give us a call. 954-241-7402. Pull up on us for the takeout order only. Go on the gram, Delight Juice Bar. See what we have to offer. Fresh menu every day. You know how we do. We want to feed you the goodness. Don't eat the bull. Sorry, almost cursed you in the ad. Gotta be respectful. Come on. 6060 Miramar Parkway. I know you know it by heart. Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar. Pull up. Come on now.
Now, ever since he memorized it.
That's crazy. Stupid. When you used to rock it, you knew it. Yeah, you knew the address.
I just didn't have the spunk that you have.
I still can't get the zip code. I don't know what that is, but I can't get it.
Me too. Even when like when I text a guest the address, I give them the address without the zip code. I'm like, bitch, you'll find it.
I search it on Google and then share the location.
I never give them the fucking zip code. 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. And when they ask me, I get mad like, bitch, do you listen? Do you listen to the show? Everyone knows 6060.
It's your job to memorize it.
Yeah.
Okay, no one else.
Yeah, it's fine. But yeah, I don't feel bad for not knowing the zip code. Chris will be fine.
Okay. Speaking of being fucking fine.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes. Is it Mahomes or Mahone?
Mahomes. Like houses? My homes.
My homes.
My Patrick, homes.
My homes. We'll be able to buy fucking several.
Several homes. I mean, homes on top of homes. Like,
okay.
So 500 million homes.
Homes on top of homes.
Homes on top of homes. I like it. I mean, stipulations included. Some things, some hoops to jump through included. But let's just say, if God is great and that boy has the perfect Tom Brady career, he will make $500 million from the Kansas City Chiefs.
He could possibly be a billionaire.
They believe in this boy.
Andy Reid has a history, though.
So it's the
he get his niggas paid, don't he? Mm-hmm.
The contract is $477 million, but when you add the incentives, it goes up to $503 million. It's for 10 years. Every time this nigga wins the AFC Championship, he gets a $1.25 million bonus.
That's light work.
Every time he wins the NFL MVP award, he gets another $1.25 million bonus. He has $25 million of incentives. And if he gets hurt today, he's guaranteed $125 million, regardless.
Who is this nigga's agent?
Fuck the agent.
Whoever.
You see this nigga play? They're saying like this nigga is going to, he's going to change the NFL. And what makes me happy is the fact that he's a black nigga.
You could kinda. Be fucking.
Don't matter. His dad is blackety black. His dad is blackety black.
Kind of, bro.
A lunch lady could be this nigga's agent. Okay? That deal. He's so fucking good.
Yes.
That deal is easy.
That deal wrote itself.
Come on, man.
And somewhere in Fort Lauderdale, somewhere in Deerfield Beach, Lamar Jackson is smiling ear to ear.
Real shit. Ear to ear. He probably walked in that office and asked for $1 billion. Hey, give me $1 billion right fucking now.
Yeah.
We'll give you $5 billion. All right, deal.
When Lamar signed his deal, it ain't going to be no less than $400, $450.
Oh, of course.
He's in Deerfield Beach right now in his condo, smiling ear to ear.
So in my homeboys, the group chat we have, niggas are saying that Dak is also smiling ear to ear.
So that's what
he shouldn't be smiling at all.
Well, because but he's only asking for 45.
Yeah,
which is what his contract is.
We only Mahomes is 45. Eight and eight,
without the incentive, when you add the incentives, it becomes $50 million a year. But with Dak, he plays in Dallas, the big D. If he wins big this year, they don't have to win a Super Bowl because he got franchise tax. So he's making $35 million this year. Next year, they're probably going to franchise him again. He's going to make $37 million next year.
You can't do it twice, can you?
Yeah, he can franchise tax him twice now.
Twice in a row, or
yeah,
they really?
Changed it. They changed it. So they're saying that they're going to franchise him this year and franchise tackle him again next year.
He's going to hate them niggas.
But if he wins, if he goes to like the NFC Championship game, if he has two big seasons, that nigga's going to have to command big money.
I feel niggas.
He's still 25 years old.
But if you've been losing a lot, if you ain't really been meeting the standard, like, come on, bro.
But you cannot win in the NFL with having a quarterback. You got to pay your quarterbacks.
I think Kansas City show you like.
Pay the nigga that's winning.
When you raw, they want to pay you,
bro. How many niggas are winning? It's not very. It's only one winner.
But at least play good.
No, he plays decent.
No, bro. It's not good.
He's not $45 million a year to me.
Dak Prescott was shit.
Shit.
This last year.
Like, Lamar earned that money.
Listen,
Pat earns that money.
$45 million a year to me, but
Russell
what I'm
gonna
saying,
earn his money.
This is the market now. They're gonna pay you based on the market. That's just the way the game
goes.
That's
trash. And that's why these niggas don't feel like
black,
they can.
I'm happy for these black boys.
I'm
get paying. That coin,
listen,
man.
Make another
fuck.
Black million.
I don't
I'm
give a
excited.
Shit. You throw 50 interceptions. They trying to throw $30 million at you.
But
a
if
year?
We talking football, he don't deserve that shit, bro.
Get
if he talking football, he don't deserve.
I don't put my bottom line. Who am I to say that? All hey, I'm saying, listen, black niggas, right. Go get that coin, my nigga. Go get that coin. $503 million. His kids set.
No, we're talking about generational wealth now.
So I want to see what they're going to do with Russell Wilson's contract, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson. Like, these people about to get paid, bro.
When is he up?
Which one?
Lamar.
I think Lamar has another 2 years on his deal because he's still on his rookie deal. And this nigga just shattered NFL records.
Remind me, who just won a Super Bowl?
Kansas City. You know, Patrick Mahomes won.
Who'd he beat?
The San Francisco 49ers.
Okay, I remember
they came
that.
From
Joey
behind
Garoppolo.
And won. They came from behind and won.
Yeah, they got to get to that nigga.
Oh, man, come on. NFL MVP, he was an NFL MVP, Super Bowl MVP. You
I'm just so sad that Lamar's in the AFC, too. That
Super
sucks.
Bowl MVP.
That's the thing. They're gonna run shit up. But Lamar, Lamar, you know, one of the fucking Michael Vick's kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's just going to keep changing the record books, bro.
He's a
like,
baller, bro.
Lamar's a baller,
but
dog.
The thing is, like, he's going to pay a man in that shit. Like, he could steal one or two.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I feel like it's going to be. I feel like Mahomes is going to be the Tom Brady this shit, and this nigga Lamar is going to be like what Peyton Manning. He's going to get one or two off, but he's just going to be breaking the record books. I mean, meanwhile, Mahomes is going to be winning rings.
Because Andy Reid,
man, listen,
when he's comfortable and happy, he's special.
And he get niggas
and they got
Tyreek Hill.
They got some weapons over there, man.
He got Donovan Ahundo, fucking Vic Ahundo.
And then think about this. You got Tom Brady out of the AFC now. So it's three black quarterbacks. Not. You got this nigga Mahomes. You got Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson, who's literally like, oh, thank God.
Wait, is Tampa Tampa's still AFC? Yeah?
NFC.
Tampa's NFC.
NFC South.
NFC South.
Yeah.
They got him the fuck out of there. Niggas are celebrating. Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Be gone. Thank
niggas
God.
Niggas are happy.
Thank God.
Now it's
niggas
time
are
to
dancing.
That's like in the NBA when fucking LeBron went to the West. Oh, thank God.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God.
The gates open.
You know what I'm saying? Now we can see somebody else in the East Championship.
It's like the nigga finally came out of the bathroom and let everybody else get a turn.
Thank God, my nigga.
Everybody in the NFC flinched. Oh, shit. What the fuck is he doing yet? It's going to be interesting because what if Tom Brady's still raw, y'all boys?
How?
No one think about that shit. Everybody counting him out, and y'all know Thomas loved that shit. Thomas loved being counted out.
Well, when was he bad? I don't understand. When was this guy bad? I don't remember that shit.
His circumstances are bad.
Circumstances were bad, and everybody else who wasn't a Patriots fan wanted him to be bad.
Yeah. Because if you look at the numbers, this guy's still – he barely lost the MVP. Like, he's at his old age, still balling on niggas.
I'm so curious to see who was it, Brady or Belichick. I can't wait
what do you
to
mean?
See.
As far as what? Like who, like, Belichick clearly won. He's still there.
No, no. I mean, like, it's a competition. They both.
They've been at odds for a while.
But the thing is, because they both think this is because of me.
Right. So now this is the test to see who can.
Who
it's
is
like
it?
Shaq or Kobe. The same thing.
This is exactly Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah. So when Shaq won number four, he's like, I did it without Kobe.
Shaq, and then Kobe's like, taste.
I won two without him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the test. Like,
that's what it
can
is.
Can we win without the other? And they both won without each other. That's why Dwayne Wade is the third best shooting guard of all
time. So, which is like, that's why, like, when they let Bill get fucking Cam Newton, I'm like, are you crazy?
Yeah, bro. Niggas is sleeping on Cam
Newton, bro. I think Cam is going to have a huge season, bro. Like
a monster season.
Because I think he's going to put up video game numbers.
Because you know New England. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do as long as you kill on the field and do your shit quietly. Murder people. Just don't get caught, okay? As long as you come on this field and ball, I don't give a fuck who you murder when you're
in Florida. You put this nigga in the best structure in the NFL in a contract year where he feels spited by his last team. So all on his mind is motivation and revenge.
With fucking Josh McFucking Daniels.
And remember, he played, what, 3 games last season? So he's fully healthy. Oh, my God. Good luck.
Man, y'all
in the AFC East. Man, that nigga finna run through that
shit.
He finna run through that shit. He's no longer NFC no more. Like,
man,
he finna run through that shit.
I'm finna read the articles. I'm not gonna watch it yet, though. Bro.
I'm watching that shit.
I'm finna read
it. I fucking hate the Patriots, but I love me some Cam Newton.
God damn, I love Cam.
I love Cam Newton, bro. So I'm rooting for that nigga.
I can't find a way to transition into this shit. Well, not shit. The disappearance of Vanessa Jillian has been confirmed and they have found, like, her remains. Her death definitely did not happen as the Army said that it did.
Of course not. Of course not.
It's definitely a cover-up. It's been proven it's out here.
Hey, her mom was snapped. Did you guys hear her mom talking? Yeah man, it's just, ugh. I mean, prayers to that family and rest in peace, Vanessa Gann. But, I mean, that story kind of hit home for me because my sister's in the Army. And when I look at that picture, it's like, I kind of, it's just, it's like a horrible way to die, man. Like, it's a terrible way to
no,
die, bro.
No help, nobody there with you,
like,
fucking
yeah,
nothing.
Like, how did this shit happen on a bait? Like, how did this shit happen, bro?
But that's the thing. The thing is, like, anything can happen. What are you going to do about it?
It's the history of that shit happening. On, like, military basis.
Like, if a nigga tell you, you could fucking run and disappear, like, boy.
Yeah.
If a nigga tell you, like, bro, I'll kill you and nobody ever find out what the fuck happens to you, the fuck out of here.
And then, yeah, but that's like, and that's another slap in the face of the family. Like, you're clearly lying about this. I lost my kid. You're clearly lying about this shit. And then the shit comes out. It's just like, bro, like, how the fuck do you respect that? Like, how do you respect them niggas? Like, bro, like, stop.
Bro killed himself, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what they said. He killed himself. That's what they say.
But that's the thing. How could I even believe that?
That's what I'm saying. That's what they say. That's what they say.
You killed the black guy, and he's the guy. I mean, what else? What? I don't know, bro. What can you believe?
Damn, that shoots a black dude. That's what they saying.
Black dude did it. I don't know where the lighter is, Chris. I'm so sorry.
I got it right here.
All right.
Man, were you about to say something?
No, I was just going to say it's just sad to see that even if you're are in the service still doesn't serve you.
They don't protect you, bro. You know what they're doing? Oh, you remember all these Army recruiters that be coming in all these black schools, getting all these black kids up out of there and all shit like that? All types of shit be happening when you get over there, man.
All in the urban schools.
They almost got me, and I always think about what kind of nigga would I have been if I was a Marine.
You know what? I was thinking about doing it because at the time I was like, man, I don't know if I want to do the college thing. But they was like, oh, you got to take a test of ASVAB. And I don't like fucking takes. I like, I might as well take the test for school. Fuck
I
this.
I took that shit.
I didn't take it. I was like, man, you I got to take a test?
Do you know that I scored so high on that motherfucker that the niggas came to my house?
Recruiters was blowing me up. Like, please take the test. Please take the test.
Could you imagine Chris with a low boy and a Camaro?
Oh, my God.
Why Camaro?
I could imagine him with a Camaro down with the low boy, though.
Why Camaro?
I don't know.
All the niggas got Camaro.
Camaros and
all I know is that the Army, a lot of these Army niggas, all they do is cheat on their wives and and they all have Camaros and Chris they travel the world. Dick,
bro. He'd be a fucking Republican, and instead of eating vegan food, he'd eat at Arby's.
Except probably
a fucking fat Chris. Could you imagine?
No, I wouldn't be fat. I wouldn't be fat.
No matter what.
How you know that nigga?
You have skinny jeans.
No. Ah, I don't really.
Hey, fuck you guys.
That's a part. I get it. Skinny jeans.
I get it. I get it.
Not my actual jeans. Your
not
jeans.
Not my real jeans, but jeans.
That's a title contender.
I get it.
Ladies
I get
and gentlemen, he's cooking after the intro.
Okay.
And breaking equipment.
Good for that.
All right, guys, side note. Put the microphone condom on.
the micro condom.
This just in, guys. Breaking news. Breaking news. If you do not want to date somebody because they're trans, it's transphobic.
Wait.
That's cool. No, I just don't want to date nobody because I'm married.
No. I'm not going to let that slide.
Wait, oh, brother. Whoa.
I'm transphobic because I don't want to date someone who's a trans.
Because you like women, she's a woman. So if you don't want to date her, right, what else can it be?
Fuck this.
It's transphobia,
this,
brother.
Fuck this.
You're being super transphobic.
Anymore, man.
You're not, come on,
man.
Fuck this. You're not listening.
What's happening?
What are you
dog?
Talking about, man?
Come on, man.
What the fuck, man? No, I'm sorry. No, I'm fucking sorry. I've been kind. I've been fucking respectful. I put a lid on my fucking mouth. No, bitch. You're not a fucking woman. And no, I will not date you. So yeah, I guess I'm a fucking a transphobe. Fuck that, man. No. Hell no. Because I don't want to date somebody who's a fucking trans, I'm a fucking transphobic? No, I'm all for that shit. Go ahead. Live your life. Do what you do, man.
This isn't fair.
I don't want to date you.
Yeah, I remember when I said I'm not homophobic. I'm homo-careful. So, I'm not transphobic. I'm trans-careful.
I'm just saying, like, all right, so that's like saying lesbians are, like, what do you call anti-male? Because you don't want to sleep with a man. Now you, like, come
so,
on, bro.
So I guess my thing is, like,
we're getting ridiculous now.
That whole logic behind that thing. Is it because you, if someone says, if I'm a man, like, all right, I'm a man. So if I say, guys, I'm a woman now, does that make me trans? Because I said that? Is that what makes me a trans?
Is what you identify as, is what I thought it was.
So if I say, okay, I'm a woman.
We ain't got a guess. Let's go to Google.
Let's
we ain't got a motherfucking guess.
The absolute definition. But look at all it would take for you to identify as a woman.
Doesn't necessarily mean you have to, like, change your sex or, like, as long as you say, hey, I identify as a woman, even though, whatever. And but because I want to date a trans person, I'm transphobic? That's crazy
to me. A person who emotionally and psychologically feel that they belong to the opposite sex.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Wait. That may be the wrong way. I Googled transsexual, not transgender. Let me see if there's a difference.
That's the same, right?
Transgender would mean that, you know, the actual gender is being changed.
Okay. Transgender, denoting or relating to a person whose sense of personal identity and gender does not correspond with their birth sex. So if you don't identify or you don't think your gender corresponds with the sex you were assigned at birth, then you are a transgendered person, which means that I guess, yeah, nigga, right so now you can say, you know what, I don't feel like this no more.
Is the term tranny divisive to them, like disrespectful?
That is disrespectful.
It is? Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to explain it the way...
trigger warning.
The way Michael Shea explained it, right? He was like, he was talking to a trans person and he said, why is tranny offensive? It's just adding why to the end of something. And then she was like, how would you like it if I called you Blackie?
That's a good point.
Fair.
That's a good point.
You see?
Fair. That is a good fucking point.
Fair.
That is
all right. Well played.
Listen, you got no argument out of me. You win. You got that one, man.
That's a good one.
That's a great one. It's a fucking great one.
If you want to see that joke, it's on Michael Shea special on Netflix. Fucking great.
How would
shit.
You feel if I called you Blackie?
that's a great response. Can't think of a better response.
No, I can't think of one.
You can't think of one.
No. What did he say after that? He was like, oh, you got me.
You got me.
You got me.
What else do you say?
Aha.
Blackie is how you get me. You say blackie, you know what?
That changes everything.
You're onto something.
It's like saying, hey, this is black man. Or you say, hey, let's meet this darkie. Or meet this blackie. Like, okay, but what?
Talk about.
Okay, I got you. I got you. I just don't agree with the whole, if the person is a transgender person and me being a heterosexual man and I'm not attracted to trans people, again, doesn't make me transphobic.
Weaponizing your preference against you. I think that's a horrible way to live, bro. I can't understand how people are trying to make us live this in 2020.
That's what 2020 has gone to shit, bro.
Here's the thing,
I ain't trying to run for president, bro. Let's be honest. The world's over.
The issue is that the game isn't going to get us. We're going to be fine. But we have children that are going to date in this world. Okay? And if trans surgery, it is what it is right now, imagine in 10 to 15 years when our kids are actually in the world dating. Because you have, like, parents who are active participants. So it's like, if the parents are involved, you can wipe all the kid pictures from when they were a boy.
Did I tell you guys about Maya's friend who was a boy who's a complete woman now? Like, an Instagram model as a woman now? I got to find you guys a page because Maya follows her. Like, millions of followers. You cannot, like, you literally cannot tell this person was ever a man. It's insane. You cannot tell. Like, a masterful job.
Can somebody please think of the children? Listen, hey, because I'm going to side-eye everything my son brings home.
Mm-hmm. Hey, fellas, listen to me. If you ain't got no kids, pull out. This is just crazy out here, man.
Man, I just think it just has to boil down to the conversation of what it is that you're attracted to. And there can't be a dictatorship over what it is that I find attractive. So in the sense of not wanting to date a transgender person, if I don't find that particular person to be a woman, then there's going to be a psychological block there, meaning I'm not going to be attracted to it.
Let me tell you.
I'm not going to be attracted to the person. I'm not going to be attracted to that person that identifies or who claims to be transgender. I don't think it is fair to try and dictate what somebody finds to be something that they're attracted to. It's my own personal attraction to another person physically and romantically. That has no bearing. It has no speaking over how I feel over you as a person. I could think you're the greatest person in the world. I just don't want to be with you romantically because of X, Y, and Z. And I don't think that should be an indictment over anybody, because you have people who like a particular race of people, like a particular body type of person. Me and you plus, we like people, we like women who are BBWs, a little bit heavier set, got a little bit more cushion for the pushing. That doesn't mean that I find skinny women to be absolutely repulsive as people.
I do.
So you're a skinny, you have skinny phobia.
Yeah, fuck them.
That reminds me, you know that one
even
episode.
If they're good people.
There was one episode, B Plus was going back about the smaller women and BBWs or fat women. And I remember that episode. I told Plus, you like women who drink. I like women who have six packs. You like women who drink six packs. And we all went fucking crazy. Bro, those old episodes.
I used to love those.
But I just need you guys to understand, this conversation today would have been different. NWO recording at Amos' house.
Oh, yeah.
This is a totally different conversation.
Time is slipping away.
So what I was going to say, there was a response in the tweets that made me very uncomfortable. They say, if you
that
see...
That made you very what?
Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Okay, go ahead.
They said that if you see a woman and think she's attractive and then find out that she's trans and no longer think she's attractive, then what is that?
Okay, now I feel uncomfortable.
All right, let's share.
Because this is, okay, fuck me.
We're here. Hey, what?
We're here. All right, so this is this page with this guy was brought to me. They're like, hey, what do you think of this? Oh, that's, I was like, oh, that's a pretty woman. Like, that's an attractive brand.
I like those games.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't like those guys.
This is how it was presented to me.
I know.
You literally showed me a page of an Instagram model. Like, what am I going to say? Like, you know, all these pictures on the beach and all this crazy shit. Only to find, and when I saw the real picture of what this person, I'm like, yo, what's fucking happening here? So then, yeah, I guess I am. Because.
I don't know. You know, for me.
Once I found out you were a man, like, I'm sorry. You are a man, bro.
My problem is.
That changes everything for me, man.
My problem is that I recognize your God-given right to want to live your life the way that you want to live it.
Do it.
But I have my God-given right to
know.
To believe that everybody was perfect as they were made. I mean, it was intentional. And that has no bearing on who I may think of you as a person. Because if that was the case, I wouldn't have any friends that are gay. And I got a real good friend that's a gay man.
I don't have a problem. Do what you want to do. Just for me, I feel like in your bio or whatever, you should let niggas know you was a nigga. Like, you should say, like, yo, I was a man. Don't just be going out here, be like parading around here like you fucking Christina from the block when you was Christopher from the block.
Parading.
Like, I don't like that shit, man. I'm just saying, bro. Like, let niggas know. Put a hashtag. I was a nigga. Something. Dude, let me know something. I was a guy. I'll have some pictures, old pictures of your Throwback Thursday pictures with you wearing big tall tees and shit so niggas know what's going on. Don't be parading around here like you fucking some fucking Instagram model woman with all these fucking features. Now niggas is confused.
See,
now I'm in a hotel caught up with you and I gotta run out like I'm Bobby Valentino.
I don't have a thing for the surgery aesthetic. If y'all catch what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying.
So it's like I don't really know, bro. Like, it's cool. Like, if you wanna wear one of them super expensive Italian dresses and you wanna make that shit look super crazy, then yeah, the surgery aesthetic would do it well, because, you know, the breasts gonna stand up there and the hips gonna stick out to right there and the stomach gonna be nice and flat. Like, that's cool, but I like real women, cuz.
I just don't think that.
Like, real
that
bodies.
That makes me transphobic, bro. Like, I'm just not attracted to a trans person. Doesn't change how I feel. Like, I'm all for your fight, your plight, all of that, man. Listen. Go get it, man. I wish you guys the best. I'm with you. But I'm not attracted to you physically, mentally, or emotionally. I just can't be. I think
all that should matter is the fact that I celebrate and acknowledge your right to live how you want to live.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to be forced to be okay with
I celebrate your right to do what you want to do. Yeah. And I celebrate the right of the nigga that you want to do it with. Y'all just don't do it with me, goddamn.
Hey, guys. A transgendered person went on a vacation. That's a transmission.
Don't leave me. He stopped me. He put his head on my shoulder. I thought he was going to have some big point to go against what we were saying.
I was here giggling to myself.
We're over here talking some serious shit. He's thinking about transmission jokes while we're talking about trans. That was a good one, though.
God.
Don't leave. Only on the NWO podcast.
Oh, God. Transmission. Okay. That's enough of that.
You think you were going to get another letter from a transgender podcast like with
we were time? Much gentler this time. Okay. Come on.
Eventually.
Get the fuck out of here.
We were called buffoons. So.
Which one of these questions do I want to go with? Christopher, let me ask you this. At what moment did it become clear that you were dealing with like a... A real, or the question here says, at what moment did you know that you were dealing with a real one? But I mean, like, what was the moment where you knew that, like, you had a special woman on your hands? Is there like a defining moment, something that clicked, something where like the came?
Not really.
No.
I mean, you know, when you know somebody, you know what I mean? There's a bunch of different things that go. It's never really just one thing, so it's like. When you really get to know somebody on a bunch of different levels and find out, like, their goals, their fears, and all that stuff, That shit happens many times.
I knew he was going to answer my question. I just asked you anyway. I knew. I accept you for who you are. You're my friend. I accept you. Ricky, is there a moment where you knew that you had something special?
Be like Kristen, like the first day I met her, I knew I had something special. You know, it just changed my life. It came a point in my life. That's what she would say.
It's Chris-ish.
It's a Chris-ish answer. No, but came a point in my relationship where I lost everything, lost my job, lost everything, and she stood in the paint, bro. Didn't fucking flinch.
You're like, bro, she's doing this for me.
I'm like, wait, for me?
For me?
Wait, like, you don't think any less of me? Because, like, I was confused, bro.
You were ready to pack your shit. Like, no, yeah. I'll leave.
I was packing on my shit. Hey, what's happening? Where are you going? What are you doing? No, I lost my job. I have no money. I'm nothing. So I figured
I'm useless.
I know what's going to happen next.
I know I'm useless.
I must go. I already know. You want me gone. It's like...
Hey, yo. Haitian shit. Been in the fucking building.
Like, I evicted myself knowing. Yo. I don't need you to do this to me.
Bro. Nigga lost his job and was like, damn, I got to start all over.
When you tie your
her too, man.
When you fucking tie your worth to your ability to earn, my nigga, that's what it do.
That's funny, man.
That's what it does.
That's literally what it does, dog. Well, yeah, that was the moment for me, bro. I was like, oh shit.
Nigga lost his job and lost this one here, everything.
Hey, that's what it feel like, bro. Everything, bro.
I was asking my homeboys, yo, boys got an extra place I can stay. Like, it's not going to end well for me, man. When you find this shit out.
That's funny as fuck. Benford, is there a moment in time where you knew, an instance you can point to, an occasion, rather?
This is stupid, but back when me and Ricky had a place, my lady, she came over. AC was broken.
Oh,
and we had to wait for it to get fixed, and she still decided to come over and not only just stay over, but she slept there. Like, she came over and she actually slept there.
I don't know why.
Kept asking her in the middle of the night, like, you sure you don't want to go back home?
You have a home with AC. Are you sure?
Go, save yourself. You don't have to endure this.
I remember that because I remember knocking on Ben's door. Hey, you think she'll let us chill out? You think she'll let us stay a week over there? Because I don't know when they coming to fix this shit.
I literally was confused. No, that was there.
That just mentioned. I remember that. That was confusing as fuck.
I still don't know.
I used to get home with Ben like, yo, she's coming over. Why? For what?
I didn't understand why.
That's crazy.
I don't think that's stupid at all, bro.
My only thought in that moment would be like, yo, can you leave? Because the both of us in here is making it hotter.
You know what my thought was? You know what my thought was? Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. You know what my thought was? I was like, hey, if you're willing to sit in Haiti with us, what the fuck is going on at your house? Like, what? Like, why don't you want to be there?
That's a valid question.
She was making a point, bro. It's about commitment. Mm-hmm. She put her cards on the table. That's dope.
Oh no, she did. She definitely did.
She's letting you know that she can survive.
She planted that flag, bro. She a real one though.
She can take the heat in the kitchen. She can take the fucking heat in your room. Jesus Christ.
Literally.
You know what's crazy too? Is one time she came over while the heat was there and my mom was at our house. And when she withstood that, I said, oh no, nah, this girl different. You gotta withstand the heat and my Haitian mother?
Yeah. Different kind of heat.
Yeah.
There's two kind of heats.
Straight jokes.
Facts.
Find your ass up all day.
Yeah, I remember that.
Tell me what you can cook.
I know you love Benson, but one question for you. Do you love Jesus?
What?
Why? Because if you don't love Jesus,
you have nothing.
Okay?
Nothing.
Benson, if she don't love Jesse, get her out of here now. Not right, not now, but right now.
You know, Benson, he grew up in the church. He's a good Christian.
Meanwhile,
boy.
Guys, it's 98 degrees in the house.
It's 98 degrees.
Fuck out of here. There's a whole different kind of meaning to the word grilling. Christ. All right, gentlemen, we have reached the DM Diaries section of our program.
Well done, fellas.
Oh, come on.
You guys know.
Lovely work, guys. Lovely.
Guys, before we get started, I just want to commend you on the energy that I've been getting, but I need you to pick it up a little bit today, okay?
Oh, come on. No, I'm with it, baby. Let's get
it, okay,
baby.
Coach.
I'm on it, baby. This one right here is going to be the one right here, baby. This is it, baby.
All right, Coach, I got you.
I really want to commend you guys on your previous work.
No, but this one right here.
But I need you to outshine.
Right. Just ad-libs for this one. Come on. Oh, yeah. Ooh, we slowed it down. That's right. Ooh. I ain't thinking about y'all bitch-ass niggas. Creep, weirdo, nasty. Y'all boys gonna catch DM herpes. Got boy. Nasty ass. Hey-o, you are a weirdo.
You are a weirdo.
Sending pictures of your dick. We gon' tell. Your secret. Yes, we are. Your secret. Now save with us.
Save with us.
We gon' tell.
We gon' tell.
Your secrets.
Whoa, whoa.
That's right, we sure is. You just became a victim of the DM Diary. Bitch
bull.
Bitch bull.
Bitch bull.
You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
A bitch boy. A bitch boy. Break it down. See, you're dirty. That's your problem. You wasn't raised by good people. Your fucking parents are wolves and they're disgusting. Your siblings are fucking jackals. You belong in the fucking Lion King. You belong in fucking prison on the fucking one imposter, you pig.
Only you know what we talking about, you bitch ass boy. Pussy nigga, pussy
boy.
How was that, Chris?
Yeah. That was excellent.
Oh. All right, thanks.
I had to lay that fuck nigga out in the middle.
You was going crazy.
I had to lay that puss ass nigga out.
Way to bring that shit, fellas.
So this guy, you know what? I'm not mad at this shot. Okay. This guy goes, it can all be so simple. She goes, what can? He says, when you settle down and get a Keith so I can treat you like a queen. You deserve to be good and positive vibes.
I'm guessing his name is
Keith. When he said a key?
Keith.
Oh, shit, I said his name. Fuck. God damn it.
He said his name. God, I mean, there's a million Keiths. There's a million Keiths.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait. Who said it? After look.
All right, it's fine. Yeah, it was a great
fucking
shot.
Fucking shit.
It was a great shot.
It was a great shot.
All right.
I thought it was a commendable shot, though.
No, it was a great shot. Like, yeah, get you a Keith, is what he's saying.
But she ain't say shit back. Hmm. She did not agree.
Sorry. She took Chris, she took Chris advice. Chris, you fucking enough for these niggas out here,
she
bro.
Was slightly curious.
Mm-hmm.
He just, Keith ain't it, fam. You should have gave me a nickname or something. Keith is not hitting. You don't give your number to Keith. I'm sorry to all the Keith listeners, but... I know y'all niggas got nicknames, no front.
Damn.
Y'all niggas not going by Keith.
Now we got to play Keith Sweat for the song of the week. Nobody.
Such a great selection. That's a great selection. Now we're really potting, guys. Now we're potting. We just began. At 118 minutes in, we finally began potting. Keith Sweat for song of the week.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You can either pay Nobody or Twisted, whichever you want.
Gotta be Nobody.
Nobody?
Gotta right, be cool. Nobody. This next DM. She tweeted in the streets. She goes, another month of blank not being pregnant. I hate it here. She's talking about herself.
Okay.
Okay, so another month that she's not pregnant.
Right.
Oh, man.
That boy jumped in the DMs like, let's fix that.
Ugh. Of course.
Ugh. Now, hey, gutsy shot.
Gutsy.
No, when you fishing.
Yeah. She asked fishing. For it.
She's that don't mean she's fishing for you.
That don't matter.
Yeah, exactly. That you're right and you're right.
When you put bait on a hook and you go throw that shit out into the ocean, right? If you catch a little guppy.
She caught it and threw the bitch back.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you threw that bitch out.
You're going to reel it in. This is not what I want. Peace. Throw it back. Hopefully fishing. It didn't take all your bait. You ain't got to re-bait your shit.
To jump in the DMs like, let's fix that. Yeah, like, that's not like, he shot that from maybe a step behind.
He got kids already.
Huh?
He got kids already. He don't care.
Don't doubt that.
What the fuck makes you say that? I don't doubt that.
Because only a nigga with kids already going to be like,
let's get more kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I already got this nigga, right?
That's not how kidless niggas flirt.
No, Bennett, it's not.
Ben is the only kidless nigga here, and he would never shoot a shot like that.
See how quiet?
Never.
Are you crazy?
Never.
Are you crazy?
That's nuts. That nigga got at least three.
That is a plus.
That is such a great observation.
Oh, it is. Now, when you first said he had kids, I'm like, why would he say that? And then I thought about him, like, no, you're absolutely right.
Because a nigga without kids would never joke like that.
I don't know, because he doesn't want kids right now. Because they still believe in the, I'm not going to have a kid with the wrong woman thing.
Or they believe that they can speak it into existence.
Right. That too. That scary shit.
That I'm going to stay pregnant, and all of a sudden it's going to be a bitch.
Yeah. Fuck out of here.
There's only one way, buddy.
Niggas without kids barely fucking got commitment problems, bro. Like, that is a major commitment.
And the six niggas that don't have kids over the age of 30, like, there's not very many of you guys. Like, guys, there's only one way to have a kid.
I'm not going to lie to you. The more I deal with my kid, the more it feels like a commitment and less like a fucking IRA. Like, this kid's going to save me. I can feel it.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Right. This kid's going to save. Like, this kid is an interest. It's a high interest savings account.
Oh, my God.
This little fucking shit here. Okay? I'm putting money into this little shit, but one day something's going to happen.
Listen, Malia is getting me out of the ghetto.
This nigga is Apple stock, all right? We're still in the 80s. It's cool. But when this nigga hit, it's going to hit. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it's going to
cash out.
When this little fucker hits,
that's a fact.
It's going to hit.
That's a fact.
This little investment account I got here with my face on it. This little fuck.
Was there more to that DM?
Oh. Once he said, let's fix that, she said, please.
Wait, she said, please as in please, please, or please as in like, nigga, please?
No, please as in please fix it. Because she put an emoji, kind of like a little begging face.
Oh, shit. So it worked.
Yeah.
Hey.
So then what was his response?
Congratulations, man. I hope you have a ton.
When you get here.
Hey.
She must have been coming into town or something.
Oh. Congratulations, my brother.
We love success stories here.
You got your second or third baby mama. Congratulations, my brother.
Congratulations.
Real nigga, man.
Kingdom come.
Real nigga, man.
That is so funny. Niggas without kids won't play that way.
Ben ain't never shoot no shot like that.
That is crazy. Niggas don't want to even commit to a girlfriend. They want to commit to a kid? Nah. Ugh.
Mm-mm. Just like, you know, you got to open it. You have to open up that IRA with the right account, with the right accountant, with the right bank.
Yes. Absolutely.
The wrong financial institution
will
fuck you over.
Yep.
In the name of Jesus. Come on, it's time for Ask a Real Nigga, guys. That's what it's time for.
In the name of Black Jesus.
It's only one. Hey, hit him with an ass. A real nigga.
Nigga.
Ride with your boy. Nigga. Slide with your boy. Ass. A real nigga.
Nigga. Nigga.
You want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy.
Nigga.
Like a gun trigger.
Nigga.
Nigga. Follow me on Twitter,
nigga.
Bitch, you big, I'm bigger,
nigga.
No, I'm quick to hit her,
nigga.
About to hit a spliffer with my nigga, Chrissa,
nigga.
This next question is from a friend of the podcast, but she wants to remain anonymous. So we will do that for you. Put this up for NWO question. How do I motivate my dude to work out?
Easy. Babe, let's go to the gym and work out. Very simple.
Simple.
Very simple.
If that doesn't work, tell him he looks like shit and he needs to look better.
Babe, you're getting close to the point where I can't give you pussy anymore because I'm no longer attracted to you. Let's go work out.
Hey, that right there,
that's if you all the motivation. A nigga in the gym with the quickness.
Say that to me.
There you go.
Tell him he's about to lose the pussy.
There you go.
The pussy is on the line and it is about to hang up, nigga.
It's going to be a meme. She's going to leave the room. She's going to come back and be in a headband doing jump rope.
I think you don't get this, you don't get the point, nigga. Like, nah, just, it's really simple, man. Like, guys will understand. All right, cool. She wants me in the gym. I got to get there. The last thing you want is to think that your woman is no longer finding you attractive.
Or better yet, that is going to be a gym nigga that takes your woman away.
Oh, my God. Listen, guys, I was a personal trainer. Take it from me. Those guys are some shysters. Listen to me.
Scum baggiest.
Every
trainers
last one.
Get a lot of vagina.
If we in a relationship, I'm the only one allowed to make you sweat.
Okay, that's what they all say.
Sweat till you can't sweat.
My boyfriend told me that he's the only one allowed to make me sweat. All right, baby. Yeah. Three sets of 10 with these squats. Come on.
You see that is not happening, bro. 3 sets of 10.
But at least you know me. I could train your wife. You know me. Huh? But I could see why you wouldn't want. I'm with you. I'm with you, bro. I'll be the first nigga to tell you niggas, hey, if any of you niggas came to me and say, hey, man, yeah, my girl got a fucking personal trainer. Okay. All right. And you not there?
Buy you a dunce.
You at home playing 2K?
Same time.
Dumbass nigga.
Okay.
Yo, my player.
Let me know how that work out for you, big dog.
You doing your Gatorade workouts.
Next thing you know, she taking PTO days. You have no idea.
Working out your
You schedule a vacation. She got no more PTO time.
Dumbass
nigga.
Okay. Okay.
That's heartbreaking, bro.
Hey, man, it's life. It happens, man. Boom.
Next question comes from G4Real on the Instagram. It says here.
Real nigga.
Uh-oh. Sherry.
Yeah, that's the homie.
Here's a question. Is it possible to be in love with two different people? You know me. Absolutely. Shit, you can be in love with 8.
Exactly.
I love about 16 right now.
That's a fact. I believe you.
So much.
I think it is possible to be
in love. I love them hard, too.
I think it is possible to be in love with two people. I just wouldn't want to do that. Like, you know how hard. That's hard. Dealing with one woman that loves you is hard enough. Why would you want to deal with two?
There's no way you have anything for yourself.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, where you have no sanity. Like, dealing with one woman that loves you,
you
bro? Now you're talking about dealing with two?
Man, you're giving up a lot of
you got a lot of time on your hands for you to be able to do some shit like that. Not saying there's no nigga out there who's like infatuated with more than one woman. Yeah, that's fine. But being in love, like being in love with two women, nah, bro. I can't do that shit.
I love so hard.
Oh, you love pussy so hard. And you fucked that pussy hard.
I love so hard. I'm in love.
Fucking pussy doesn't mean love. You ain't in love,
oh,
nigga.
Oh, God.
Does anyone else have anything to add or?
Nah.
No, but I mean, but like on some like love triangle shit, I guess it's possible. But that's all.
That has been in the chat behavior right there.
Nah.
I ain't got nothing.
Or the thumbs down.
Yeah, man. He real quick.
I told you niggas already. I'm not scrolling back to see what these niggas thumbs up, thumbs down. Okay, whatever it is, it just is.
It is. It
I'm
is.
Not going back. You niggas not
I
writing.
Really hate when they do
I
that.
I don't give
sometimes.
A fuck what it is.
Like what the fuck? I get a notification.
The
for
fucking
a
nerve.
Down. And then I scroll up for 3 hours to see what the fuck Chris or Ben in the thumbs up or thumbs down. Like niggas gonna hold on the conversation. The
fucking, relax, old guy.
The fucking arrogance. The arrogance, okay? Me and Ricky put in fucking 24 messages. All of a sudden, fucking silent Bobby, fucking
tech.
Silent Jay coming there and fucking like one. So I have to
sift. 7 hours ago.
I have to go sift through. to see what the fuck they agree with. Fuck you, pal.
I get so fucking mad, man. That'll give me a notification for that shit, man. Are we partying tonight, nigga? You laughing at that old ass joke.
Sick of this shit.
I don't do that shit. That's Chris.
Yo, Chris will thumbs up a text from 3 days ago, nigga. That's what Chris will do.
He's the one.
Just and I'm not gonna go back and look at it.
I learned my lesson.
If you're gonna thumbs up some shit, it needs to be in the moment.
Come on, bro.
Recent, bro.
That's the baddest within the next. It will be the last 10 minutes, bro.
Come on, what the fuck is going on?
Nigga, come out here after his 8-hour shift and come like your shit from 8 o'clock this morning. It's 12 a.m. in the nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Nigga, just laughing at some shit, man.
Yeah,
the joke is over, man. The moment's
been
gone.
Over, dog.
It's gone.
Let me tell you what's more frustrating. When I text all of my Haitian homeboys, they don't text me back. They send me a voice note.
Oh. So I hate voice notes.
I can't read. I have to find a corner to play what the fuck,
they said.
It's the worst. It's the fucking
worst. And sometimes when I get a voice note, I'm usually in a position where I can't listen to it. So I go, like, I got to get back to it. And I never end up sometimes getting back
to it. That's
the thing. Because I forget to get back to it.
Especially WhatsApp. It's a very voice note ass community.
Oh my God.
These niggas will send you a 2-minute voice note talking about their project. Bro,
just text me, man.
I need to read this, bro.
And I hate the person that calls me for some shit that could have easily been text. What are you calling me for this for, bro? Just send me a text.
If I die on Apex because you wanted to call about some stupid shit, I'm going to be furious.
I don't answer.
I can usually tell when I call Plus and he answer the phone when he playing Apex. He always answer the phone like he was going super fast. Like, yo, what's up, man?
Nigga, like, fast forward.
You busy, bro? No, I'm chilling.
What's up?
The nigga be busy as fuck and tell you nah. Yeah.
Nigga be busy octopus, fuck.
One time I called this nigga, it was so much fun. I was like, bro, you said you wasn't busy. No, we're just doing stage production right now for the show tonight. Like, nigga, you're busy, nigga.
Random. Am I the only one who picked up the phone while fucking?
Say, are you the only nigga that does what?
Pick up the phone while fucking?
Yes, you are.
You are.
I would, nigga.
You are.
I would handle a deal. You say, what time? You can't miss a call sometime, bro.
Bro, I cannot, bro. I can't do it. It'll throw me off. I can't listen to your voice while I'm in pussy. I can't do that shit, bro.
Got your goddamn mind.
I guess that's what it is, like when you're a celebrity. And you waiting on people like Kevin Hart to call you and shit.
Come on, we're being ridiculous now, guys.
No, we're not.
You can't miss a phone call.
Take it easy.
At that point.
You finally get your call.
I have one more humble statement
left. You're going to be casting one of Jardina's music videos.
You know what I'm saying?
Our film with The Rock.
No, I totally disagree.
Who knows?
I'm pretty special with
Kevin Hart, maybe? Who knows?
This guy.
Or headline of tour.
Headlining a tour. Definitely don't want to miss that phone.
Oh, guys, what do you do this weekend? I'm headlining at the Improv in Miami. If you guys want to come.
I sold out the Improv.
I'm the last act. You know, I'm the headliner. So, if you want to come, you know.
I sold out the entire spot.
Yeah.
Me.
Oh, no, now he's quiet. He's quiet, guys. Yeah, not a fucking peep.
Wait till you hear what I was whispering when you were talking. When you play the episode back. Wait till you hear it.
Not a peep. I think should be episode title.
We found our title, bro.
This was great, guys. Chris, what are your final thoughts today?
My final thoughts are go to our YouTube page, Niggas With Opinions. Search it on YouTube. And with the little star asterisk, GG, you know what I'm saying? You know the rest. But go on YouTube, like, subscribe, and share. Make sure you comment on all the videos and boost that shit up, man.
My final thought is pick up the phone while you fucking, man. You might be missing out on your blessing. You never know. Ben, final thoughts?
Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. Make sure to visit our website, www.nwopod.com. And appreciate y'all for tuning in again.
Ricky Farazan.
Stop. If you lose your job, fellas, don't evict yourself. She might be still willing to love you, man.
Yo, that is some of the funniest, humblest shit I've heard today. The nigga begin to pack his bag. I was getting the fuck out of there.
I knew what's next.
I wasn't giving her the opportunity to evict me. I knew it was about to happen, bro. I was getting the fuck out of town, bro.
Funny as fuck, bro.
I called men so fast.
Hey,
man. Hey, man. You remember me?
God, bro. No, but you know what that is? Because when I hear that, like, I know we're supposed to be ending, but fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess you expect a woman to be totally supportive when shit's great, right? Like, when I'm doing well, I expect things to be doing well. Correct. I expect you to be happy and supportive and super down. But when I'm on my ass, I guess it just comes as a fucking shocker.
But, like, part of being a man is you, like, being able to provide. And when you feel like you can no longer provide, like, you tie your self-worth into that.
That's the thing. The thing is, like, when I have problems, like, I'm so consumed with fixing them myself,
right,
that when I get help, I'd be like, oh, shit, right, people can help.
Yeah, you lose sight of that. There are people who are, not only that people can't help, there are people who are willing to help. Like, but we just be so caught up in some other bullshit. You don't ask, or two, you're like, your pride gets in the way, you know what I'm saying? And it be fucking shit up. But yeah, that was my first thought, was, man, let me pack my shit, get the fuck out of here. I know what's about to happen.
Jesus Christ, that's funny. Benefit, what is our song of the week?
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of Keith Sweat.
Yes.
Nobody.
Yes. Thank you for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace.
Oh, this is history. This is black history.
Oh, my God.
This is the most grooviest non-singing and ass nigga ever.
Nigga, this was 1995 and I was jamming to this shit.
I want to team you. I wanna feed you. I wanna show you, man, that I need you. I want your body till the very last drop. I want you to holler when you want me to stop. And who can love you like me?
Kicks slap so good on this shit. Whatever kick they use.
Want
Zip your pants down and give
on,
her.
On, on, and on.
and then she gon' see on, y'all. On. Bitch, who you with?
Nobody, baby.
Say it.
Martin,
if you need a love, I'll be right there.